You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Melissa. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance, or are you calling to check on a previous ticket?
Well, you know, I just spoke to someone, but I got disconnected. I gave him the policy number and the VIN number, and he put me on hold, and I heard a lot of music, and then we got disconnected. He had me on hold for quite a few minutes. So I have an officer here. I'm using his phone because I don't have a smartphone with me today. So I'm using the officer's phone, so can you check to see if, I mean, what's going on? I can give you the policy number, but, I mean, I just spoke to someone about 3 or 4 minutes ago.
Yes, ma'am. What's your first and last name, please?
I'm Dean Miner. I'm driving my mom's car this morning, and her name is Lucy Miner, M-I-N-O-R.
Yes, Ms. Miner, I spoke with you earlier, and you did not have the VIN. I'm just going to put your
VIN
name
number
in it and see if it comes up, see that the ticket comes up. Give me just one moment, okay?
Sure. Thank you. Uh-huh.
What was your mom's name?
Sure. Her name is Lucy. L-U-C-Y.
Is that who the ticket
Miner,
was put in, or have you been using your name?
This morning I called and said, my name is Justine. I'm the daughter of Lucy Miner that holds the policy with you guys.
Okay. So, Justine?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
They're still in there processing. Give me just one moment, okay? I'm gonna get Mr. Harris
sure.
back on the phone so he can finish up with you.
Sure, that's good. I do have an officer here, and I'm using his phone, so you know he's on duty and all, so he's got you know all the work.
Don't one moment. Let me refresh this. I'm trying to get in, but I don't know if he's doing notes or what.
Okay. But does it indicate that where I'm parked at and all that earlier? Did I give you that information? Did you enter it? Or?
No, he said he couldn't locate you. I was trying to verify your policy.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't get it verified. ZAAP.
I'm sorry. ZAAP. And that's like 50. It looks like 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then it's 35719 is the policy number. I mean, I think they're taken out every month, but, you know.
Give me just a minute.
It's like four.
Hold on. Give me just a minute, Ms. Miner. I'm going to put this back in.
Sure.
In the ticket that I created earlier this morning when you called me. Bear with me just a moment. Three, five, seven, one, nine. And then the last six of the VIN is 622715.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see here. Let me have your home number.
Sure, the home number, but I'm at home, of course.
Yes, ma'am,
and
I know.
Kind of
I
close,
just...
but. Sure. 540-785-0602.
I think you had an extra zero in there. That's what the problem was.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm trying to put
is
it
that what
in.
It is?
I don't. I'm just trying to put it in all brand new from the ticket that I started when you called back at 4 this morning. Because,
It's ZAA. And then it. Oh, wait a minute.
V
wait a minute.
V as in zebra?
Here.
Or is it A-Z-A?
No, listen. Z-A-A, and that's a P after the second A. P like in Paul. And then it's 50s, and then it's 35719.
Where are you? Where do you
sure,
live?
Sir.
Where do you live, Miss Miner?
808 Sherwood Lane, and that's Fredericksburg, Virginia. It's behind Town Center. Mall?
Is it V as in Victor or Z as in zebra?
What's the policy number?
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am, so, hi, my name is Deputy Craig with Stephanie Sheriff's Office. The policy
yes,
number
sir.
Is Victor Alpha Papa
okay.
00000357719.
I think that's where the problem was, officer. They had Z as in zebra, not V as in Victor. Give me just
gotcha.
One moment, and I'll enter it incorrectly. I do apologize.
Not a problem, ma'am.
We're cooking with Crisco now. I just need Ms. Miner to verify the year, make, and model of the disabled vehicle for me, please.
It's 1999. It's 1999. The make is Buick. The model is Park Avenue.
What's the color?
Blue. Navy blue.
All right. And what seems to be the reason that you need service today? Did you tell me that you had a flat tire?
Yes, exactly. Okay. The right front tire is flat. And I don't have a spare, so therefore I wanted to be towed possibly to Meineken, and that's in front of Town Center on Plank Road.
Give me just one moment. Give me just one moment. I'm going as fast as I can. I know you've been on this for a minute, Miss Minor, and I apologize. The problem was they had a Z instead of a V. So.
Okay, sure.
Does the vehicle shift out of park and into neutral?
It's off. It's in park. The car.
And
I'm
do you know if the vehicle is four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or two-wheel drive standard?
It's just four tires. Okay. Standard, I guess. Standard.
I think two-wheel drive vehicle.
Okay. And is this a result of an accident today? I'm sorry if this is redundant. I'm on
no,
a recorded
ma'am.
Line, and I have to answer a series of questions,
do
apologize.
No. Mm-hmm. No accident, no.
And, Ms. Minor, if I remember correctly, were you going to be on scene with the vehicle, or was it going to be an unattended tow?
Oh, I like to be here on the scene, and also I need a ride in the truck
okay.
back home. So that's why I also...
Well, if the truck is going to the Meineke, then you would be going to the Meineke as well, and you would have to, they can't just take you home from the Meineke. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I just live down the street from Meineke. I can walk.
Okay. And another, just a tidbit of information, Meineke has a rewards program. Should you ever be in this problem again, and they offer a free 5-mile tow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. But okay. you know the address of.
I can look it up. I just let me get to that.
I have it 3401 A Pennsylvania Mall Drive. Did you
All
hear
right.
that?
Yes. Give me just 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put this 540-785-0602 is the contact number for the tow truck. Like I was trying to explain to you before, there are times when if they can't get someone in contact with someone, then they won't come out. So the best thing I can advise you to do is to try to reach someone at the home number and let them know what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if they do
mm-hmm.
call them, they can verify where the vehicle is at and let them know that you are still there with the vehicle. Because they have to let them know. Some providers will not go out unless they have a contact. So I just want to make sure that you understand. Because they're going to call, and we're going to try to call you to give you the information for the tow company so that you guys can maybe call and get on the same page. So try to call someone at home and let them know where you are so they can let the tow company know, okay?
I would like
so, one minute. All right. So, do you happen to have the address where you are right now?
Well, you know.
The exact address is going to be 320 Garrisonville Road.
Oh, thank you. Garrison, G-A-R-R-I-S-O-N.
Yes, ma'am. V-I-L-L-E.
V-I-L-L-E. And the zip code,
it's
sir?
It's the Panda Express.
Can you hear you when you said Panda?
Did you say Panda Express?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a zip code or a city and state Fredericksburg? Is it Fredericksburg,
sure,
Virginia?
But probably going to technically be up in Stafford, but.
Stafford.
Looks like the zip code is going to be 22554.
Can you hand that to me?
I'm just kind of holding it
here
in general.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
I'm just trying to get a location.
Sorry, ma'am. I had to put you on hold for a second there. Not sure if you said anything. I guess not.
No, sir. I'm for whatever reason, it did not want to come up, but I was able to find it in the Stafford Point Retail Center.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm hoping this is the right. Yeah, I got it now. Thank you, Lord. And you're going to, let me have that address to the Meineke, Miss Miner.
That is Meineke Park Care Center. It's 3401 A, like an apple, Pennsylvania Mall Drive, Fredericksburg.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to spell that for me.
Okay, which word? Spotsylvania?
Yes, ma'am. I want to make sure I have it correct. The address, please.
Sure, the address is 3401 A, like an apple. That's Spotsylvania, Spotsylvania, Mall Drive.
Give me just one moment. All right, Ms. Miner, I have you all mapped and located, and you're covered for 15 miles. The you're right at 15 miles. Once I secure a provider, like I said, I'm going to be giving them that home number and calling that home number back to let them know the name, number, and estimated time of arrival. So I do urge you to try to get in touch with somebody so that I and the tow truck company can get in touch with them, okay? And if that's all I can help you with today, is there anything else I can do for you? I do apologize that it's taken
sure,
you this long, ma'am.
It's okay. I guess I have a lot of patience. But you said that it's covered up to 15 miles. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You're good to go.
It was kind of like right there.
You're good to go. Yes, ma'am.
Now,
you're covered.
Sure. So I'm going to call home now using the officer's phone. So you got the home number, 540-785-0602, correct?
Yes, ma'am. 540-785-0602 is what I have down for the number. And the policy holder is Lucy Miner.
That's right. And give me your name again, your name.
My name is Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
Okay, thank you, Melissa. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize for the confusion. And I'm going to get this handled for you, okay?
Thank you. I'm going to call home now.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. Thank you, officer, for all your help.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for getting it sorted out.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.